Rahway, Part 6. Over the years, I believe Rahway was started in its form then in 1972. And I believe it existed... No, I'm sorry, 1971. And I believe that it existed into the 80s in one form or another. So it had a long run, and many people called Rahway home for a time, and many people lived there. Many people visited regularly, and some people did both. It was a magical time and place, and it made the people experience things that were magical, or at least they felt magical. As I'm reading the poem, it feels like there is more, always more, to the story. It's like a person that you start talking about that person, and then you can't stop. There's always more to say. This is part 6 of Rahway. Postcards. 1. The river and house are pictured with a low fog on a warm winter night, drawn to the windows by their light. A piano and a voice, the scent of turkey and pipe smoke, a breeze with bells, the soft collision of glasses filled with arrangements, pillows on the floor, candles, reflecting glass, and an open stack of books. The brightening fireplace, smoky banter. My palm slides on the welcoming counter. A kiss causes hips to quiver in the kitchen. The creak of dishes settling in the sink. The guitar and flute tuning a voice. Short laughter and then quiet. Remembering the darkness outside the windows by a mimosa tree. Alan opening the back door and calling, "Is that you, Jean?" Karen whispered up to me, "Don't let him see." 2. I remember our bedroom when it was filled up with bed. The walls were green and the sheets were red. Lovers in the morning in a crumpled moist spread. A gong on the door, a latticed ceiling and a slanted floor. She said, "These walls hold you when you try to sleep. Something inside here won't let me be." 4. Pillows close to a fire and heads propped on laps, drawling words like brandy, lighting cigarettes and smiling down into the glass. Doors won't stay closed unless they're latched in this place of open spaces. 5. On some very late days of a mild, mild winter, when the sun first warms you with its ins and outs, I remember then thinking about how we resembled sprouts, showing our heads, needing to stretch life. We'll need more lifetimes to work what we've got to work out.